Welcome to the Alcohol Tipping Point podcast. I'm your host, Deb Masoner. I'm a registered nurse, health coach, and alcohol-free badass. I have found that there's more than one way to address drinking. If you've ever asked yourself if drinking is taking more than it's giving, or if you've found that you're drinking more than usual, you may have reached your own alcohol tipping point. The Alcohol Tipping Point is a podcast for you to find tips, tools, and thoughts to change your drinking. Whether you're ready to quit forever or a week, this is the place for you. You are not stuck and you can change. Let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you. I want to take a sec to invite you to the next Alcoholiday. It's a monthly dry group where I help people practice not drinking. This is for you if you feel like you're struggling, if you feel like you're stuck, if you feel like you're broken, you're never going to get it. I want to just support you and arm you with lots of different tools to battle cravings, work on your thinking about drinking, be more kind and compassionate to yourself as you're doing this. You know, drinking is a habit. And it's probably something you've done for years or decades even. So it takes a while to unwind it. And that's why I'm so passionate about focusing on practicing not drinking, working on progress, not perfection. I love the saying, focus on the direction, not perfection. And I think it's important just to have these types of groups, programs that just give you a safe place that has no shame, no judgment, a safe place where you can just learn new tools and just start unwinding the habit so that it gets easier and easier for you to drink less or not at all. I would love to have you join the next Alcoholiday. It starts the first of every month. As a podcast listener, you always get 20% off by using the code LOVE, L-O-V-E. And it is hosted on a private platform. It is a HIPAA-protected platform. It's really important to me as a nurse just to have privacy and a safe place for you. And what you get is daily emails, lessons, accountability. You get lots and lots of tools to battle cravings. You get a really detailed guidebook journal to help you out during those 30 days, 31 days, whatever the length of the month is. And then you get downloadable audio meditations, just something to go to when you're feeling a craving. We also do weekly group chats, weekly group support calls led by me and another sober coach twice a week. And then there's also a private chat where you can just share with others, support others, and it's just a great place to practice not drinking. The cost is $89, US dollars, that is. So it's less than $3 a day, plus use that L-O-V-E code to get your discount. And just a little background on me, I have been a registered nurse for 20 years. I'm a board certified health coach. I'm a SMART Recovery certified facilitator, an addiction certified mental health professional. I'm a mindfulness instructor. And then you all know, I like to call myself an alcohol-free badass. I've been alcohol-free for almost 4.5 years now. So I would love to see you in the next group. You can sign up at alcoholtippingpoint.com/alcoholiday and join there. I also will link it in my show notes. Wherever you are with your drinking journey, just know that I am rooting for you, that you are not broken, and you can change. Thanks so much. Welcome to another Quit Drinking Quickie. I started doing these in January and really kind of fell back and was not doing them so often. But I did want to share one with you today because I have recently come up with a different way to think about changing your drinking. You know, so often, and I do this and I've done it for years, is I've really talked about breaking up with drinking, divorcing alcohol, you know, just getting this toxic substance relationship out of your life. And I still talk about that, and that obviously is important, but I realize, like, gosh, that's really like a negative way to think about things, because we really need to focus more on what we're gaining, what we're getting. And y'all know I'm so passionate about like practicing not drinking, practicing being alcohol free, that I thought, well, what if we think of sobriety and being alcohol free in a different way? What if we thought about dating sobriety? What if we thought about getting engaged, you know, to sobriety before we want to marry it? Because I hear from a lot of people that they're really scared of being sober. They're scared of the future. They're scared of what it looks like. They're scared to let go of alcohol. And they're also, you know, want to let go of it. They're trying to break up, but they're not ready to be fully married to sobriety yet either. You know, nobody gets married right away. They have to date, right? Unless you're on a reality show, which one of my favorites is Love is Blind. But anyway, unless you're on like a reality show, like 90 Day Fiance or something crazy like that, no one gets married without knowing the other person. And so I encourage people to think about dating sobriety, dating being alcohol free, whatever terminology you want to use. I'm going to use sobriety just because it's easier. And trying it on, just dating it, seeing how you do, you know, dating sobriety, taking sobriety to the wedding, taking sobriety to your first concert together, your first holiday together, like really trying it on and seeing how it feels before you're married to it. You know, before you're like, okay, I am committed to this. I am married to you, sobriety. We're going to say our vows. I just have found like this is just a different way to think about changing one relationship and then changing another relationship, right? Because your relationship with alcohol, I do use the word relationship because it is like a relationship, right? When you first started drinking, you did it because you enjoyed it. It felt good. Like it was a good relationship. It served you. And then you got to a point where you're like, oh, this isn't so good. And then you may have gone further, like, I'm in a really toxic relationship with alcohol. I really need to break up, but this is hard. This is so hard to break up. And who am I if I'm not drinking? And then you start to go through all these stages of loss, just as if you were going through a divorce. You know, the stages of loss are denial. And that I equate to when you don't realize you even have a problem. That's denial. There's also a bargaining stage of grief. And bargaining to me in this alcohol analogy is trying to moderate, trying to cut back, trying to keep it in your life, you know, like, oh, I'll only drink on the weekends or for special occasions. That's the bargaining stage of grief. And then you go into this anger stage of grief. And that's when you're just like angry at big alcohol, angry at yourself, angry at other people who can drink. Like, why can't I drink like them? You know, there's a lot of anger that goes on with this loss. There's also a sadness stage of grief. And that's where you just feel sad. Like, gosh, I'm kind of bummed that I'm not going to drink anymore. Like, I'm kind of going to miss it. And that's so, so normal. And of course, you don't go through these stages linear. It's, you know, you can come and go with a lot of them. But finally, you get to a place of acceptance. And acceptance for me was just like, I got to a place where I just needed to accept that drinking was no longer serving me, except that I was done with it. But I had to go through a lot to get there. Right. And then I still was like working on trying on sobriety, trying on being alcohol free. And at the same time, I was like, I don't know if I really can commit to this. I don't know if I want to call myself sober or an alcohol-free badass or whatever. And I think it would have been easier to think of it more as like, I'm dating sobriety, you know, during these alcohol days that I run. Like, it's a chance to date sobriety, to see like, oh, do I really like this? Is this good for me? Is this relationship serving me? Is this alcohol freedom what I want? And a lot of times I tell people to have like a sober bucket list where you have your first sober concert or your first sober holiday or your first sober dinner out, anything, you know, your first sober birthday, and just try it on, see how it feels. It may be awkward, yeah, but maybe it's wonderful. And so you don't have to make any like big declarations, like I'm sober, and you don't have to be perfect. I kind of think of the perfection, like just getting married right away. Like, okay, you're done with alcohol. That means you're married to sobriety and you can't break up. You're committed. And that's really hard to do. Just like with real marriage, in real life, in real relationships. It takes time. It really does. And some people fall head over heels in love with being alcohol free and it's easier for them. And some people don't. And so I just wanted to offer a different way to think about this as you're changing your drinking. You know, maybe think about it as dating being alcohol free, as dating sobriety before you get married to it. And don't put the added pressure on yourself. Just try it on, see how it goes for a month. For a season, for a year. See how it goes. Well, that is what I wanted to share with you for our Quit Drinking Quickie, QDQ. I hope that you find it helpful, and I hope that you have a wonderful day. I would love to see you date sobriety in the next alcohol holiday, if that's right for you, or do it on your own, whatever support you need. Just know that you are not alone and that you can change. There is help out there and there are so many different ways to change your drinking. Thank goodness for that. What a great time of life to be sober curious, to get sober. What a great time. So I am rooting for you. I'd love to see you in an alcohol holiday. And if not, thank you so, so much for listening and being part of this new like wellness movement of sobriety. Hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Alcohol Tipping Point podcast. Please share and review the show so you can help other people too. I want you to know I'm always here for you, so please reach out and talk to me on Instagram at Alcohol Tipping Point and check out my website, alcoholtippingpoint.com, for free resources and help. No matter where you are on your drinking journey, I want to encourage you to just keep practicing, keep going. I promise you are not alone and you are worth it. Every day you practice not drinking is a day you can learn from. I hope you can use these tips we talked about for the rest of your week, and until then, talk to you next time.